Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Have a great visit with our good friend Barbara Weltman, barbaraweltman.com, W-E-L-T-M-A-N is her website. She's the author of J.K. Lasser's Small Business Taxes. 2012 is on the shelves right now. 2013 is coming up any day now. You can actually pre-order that from Amazon. Barbara, thanks again for hanging out with us. We're talking about some of the things that are going to be on your radar screen, on your agenda, on your calendar, in your administrative duties that are either going to cost you money or to comply with, or cost you money to administer. One or the other. Your world, when Obamacare hits you full force, your world is going to get a lot more complicated and I believe, Barbara, more expensive. What do you think?
No doubt about it. There's no way around the fact that you're going to be spending more time with paperwork and other responsibilities than running your business. And then when you do run your business, if you happen to make profits, forget it.
What I'm concerned about, Barbara, is that this is the camel's nose under the tent. What we're seeing right now, which I don't like, and by the way, Barbara, the polling that we've done with small business owners through our poll on Obamacare, small business owners don't like it by like 90%. But what I'm getting at is they already don't like it, but I think this is the camel's nose under the tent, and given an opportunity, this will just be the start, and over the next 4 years, 8 years, 12 years, it'll get a lot worse, meaning that instead of the employer mandate applying to only people with over 50 employees, it'll go all the way down to one employee. What do you think?
Well, that's not in the law. I mean, it's not.
It could happen. I'm saying camel's nose under the tent.
Yep. It could happen, and sure. Why, just as they make every individual have the coverage, they can make every employer have the coverage. Plus, we're facing the prospect of now these health care exchanges where the government is going to be involved in the health care industry. And
hey, Barbara, here's something we're upset about. We have HSAs. Obamacare has declared war on HSAs, hasn't it?
Well, yeah, in a very kind of insidious way.
Yes.
In other words, they didn't repeal HSAs. They just sort of don't make it a good thing under the law.
Yeah. How would it affect HSA owners?
Well, it will affect HSA. It's because of the options for the health care exchanges. They want to basically, in my view, force more people into these government-run programs.
Would that be would Obamacare be one of the reasons why our HSA premiums have gone up 20% in the last 2 years?
No.
You think that's just coverage?
That's the reason they've gone up is for a lot of different reasons, and I've just completed a lot of work on why healthcare costs are higher.
Right.
And so far it's not because of Obamacare, but if you recall when it was enacted in 2010, the promise was your premiums are going to
go down. Right.
And they have not. They've gone up double digit for small businesses.
Right. And that's folks, we're an example of that. But think about this, Barbara. All this help we were supposed to get from the government because of Obamacare with regard to health care, all those promises, we're starting to see that those aren't true, aren't we?
Yeah. Unfortunately, you're right on. I just want to say one thing before we leave, because
yep.
The deadline on Monday, October 1st, is the last day to set up a simple retirement plan
right.
for your business for 2012. If you miss October 1st, you're out of luck. So if that's the kind of retirement plan you want to use, then you should talk to your tax.
You don't have to fund it, but you got to set it up, right?
Exactly. You got to sign the paperwork.
You got to sign the paperwork and get it established, but you don't have to fund it. And also, don't forget October 15th is your personal filing date. If you got pass-through entities, LLCs, subchapter S's, you've already filed those, but all that income has got to go on to your personal to be done on the 15th if you file an extension, right?
Precisely, and no additional extensions are available.
No more extensions. Quickly, Barbara, I want to ask you another question about Obamacare. It's my understanding that the penalty that you're supposed to pay for not the individual mandate, that the IRS collects it, but they can't make you pay it. They can only withhold refunds. What do you think? Do you know anything about that?
Yes, I do.
Is that correct?
So far, that seems to be true. There's not going to be any Obamacare jail or anything
right,
like that.
Or they're not going to put a lien on you because you didn't don't pay it.
Well, we don't know about the liens yet.
Yeah,
that's not clear. So
we'll see.
Well, hey, Barbara, it remains to be seen.
Thanks for being here. Barbara Weltman, ladies and gentlemen. She's a great American. We couldn't do without her. She'll be back another day. I'll be back after the news. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.